Hello, and welcome to Box in the Basement podcast. I'm your host, Arlene.
And I'm Leah.
In 1996, my world was shattered when my uncle Leon Lorellas was shot execution style in a small town in Texas. To this day, his murder remains unsolved, and the pain of that injustice continues to haunt me, my family, and Leon's friends and co-workers. Here at Box in the Basement, we want to shed light on the overwhelming number of unsolved murders and disappearances here in Texas and beyond. Ultimately, we want to get justice for Leon and for all the victims whose cases are sitting, collecting dust in a box in a basement. Hello, everyone. Some colleagues and friends joined Leah and me this past weekend for a memorial and demonstration in Brownwood, Texas, to bring awareness to cold cases in Central Texas. There are over 20,000 unsolved murders in the state of Texas. I am hopeful that the march we held will be the inaugural Central Texas Cold Case March, a gathering fueled by our collective determination to bring justice to the families and communities affected by unsolved murders and disappearances. Driven by compassion, resolve, and an unwavering commitment to those whose voices have been silenced by the passage of time. I hope through our combined efforts, we can illuminate the shadows of the past and deliver closure to those who have long awaited answers. Each unsolved case represents not just a statistic, but a life cut short, a family torn apart, and a community left grappling with uncertainty. We refuse to let these stories fade into obscurity. We refuse to accept that justice is beyond our reach. Instead, we stand together, emboldened by the belief that through collaboration, determination, and a tireless advocacy, we can uncover the truth and bring solace to those who seek it. Because of this project, we are unable to get a new episode completed in time for release this week. I challenge you instead to research a cold case in your own community and take action. It could be as simple as sharing a podcast episode or article, donating to a GoFundMe, signing a petition, or joining a march or demonstration with family members. Now I'd like to take the time to give a big thank you to all of those who came out for the march, especially those who traveled a long distance to be with us. Thank you all that participated locally. Thank you to Sins and Survivors Podcast for the water donation. It was a pleasure to meet Abby Galindo and her family, and we offer her our support. I also want to express my deepest gratitude to those that always support me, always there for anything I need. They have become my family in every sense of the word. I love and adore them. They are my inspiration. So thank you, Vincent Strange of Gone Cold Podcast, Haley Gray of True Crime Podcast Training, Whitney of Navigating Advocacy, Lainey Hobbs of True Crime Cases with Lainey. I urge you to check them out wherever you listen to podcasts. A big thank you to Steve Harris and Steve Puckett, owners of Steve's Deli in Brownwood, and 10 Mile Production Winery in Brownwood, who always welcomes and supports our group. Thank you for understanding, and we'll see you back here next week. If you want to hear more about victim-focused unsolved cases and get updates about what we know, please subscribe, like, and share our podcast. Also, visit our website, justiceforleon.com, to donate to our cause to hire an attorney. You can also join our email list to stay current on developments on Leon's case and other cases we cover as they happen. Please follow and like our Facebook pages for Box in the Basement and Justice for Leon Lorellas, and follow our Instagram pages. I'd also like to ask that you sign my petition for my Uncle Leon Lorellas' case to be reopened and reviewed with fresh eyes, and you can find our petition on change.org. I also have a GoFundMe page to hire an attorney to help me get a copy of his autopsy that I have been denied for 27 years. You can find the GoFundMe by searching for Leon Laureles. That's L-A-U-R-E-L-E-S. Thank you and be kind. Later, Gators.